Jimmy Bing would be a handsome fella if he had another face and a different smell about his mouth. Queered him from winning in a beauty show, for it looked just like a steamboat funnel or the railway arch or the Blackwell Tunnel, and you can't see Jim when he opens it wide, you know. And when poor Jim goes walking about, you can hear the kids all hollering out, what a mouth, what a mouth, what a north and south, crikey, what a mouth he's got. When he was a youngster, oh Lord, love, why his poor old mother used to feed him with the trouble, what a gap. Poor chap, he never been known to laugh, for if he did, it's a penny to a quid that his face would fall in half. Though his great big mouth, it ain't all honey, he can whisper in his own ear, ain't it funny, but to lay the dust, he has to drink a lot, oh my. And he gets so tight one foggy morning that he laid down flat in the roadway yawning as a poor old man was delivering coals nearby. And as he went to shift the load, he saw Jim's mouth out in the road. What a mouth, what a mouth, what a north and south, crikey, what a mouth he's got. The coal man, an old short-sighted fellow, saw his mouth wide open and he took it for the cellar and he got the lot right into his mouth, no joke. For Jim, poor soul, got a tummy full of coal and he coughed up lumps of coke. In the tap room of the Rose and Thistle, Jimmy often has to try to wet his whistle, but he can't succeed until he has 100 pops. First 100 pops of beer he'll swallow, then as all of his teeth at the back are hollow, he can still find room for a dozen or so rum hops. A new barmaid came there one night, she saw Jim's mouth and yelled with fright, what a mouth, what a mouth, what a north and south, Lord, lemme, what a mouth he's got. He opened it wide and the barmaid hollered for the future pot he accidentally had swallowed. It was hot. That pot soon melted and now he sits down by the fire with a little bit of wire and he hooks up to bop it. Jimmy Bing's in bed one night was snoring and the neighbors round thought a lion was roaring and the old Dutch clock that was hanging on the bedroom wall from the nail fell into his big mouth. Wallop, Jim awoke and yelled, go for Dr. Jollop, said his wife, no fear, you have swallowed the clock, that's all. And now the people, isn't it prime, look down in his throat to see the time. What a mouth, what a mouth, what an off and soft flaw, lummy, what a mouth he's got. The works of the old Dutch clock keep whizzing in his room, come tummy like a lot of gerbil fishing, and his wife, what strife, can't sleep for the night, that's right. Cause against his tongue, he can hear the pendulum going tick, tick, tock all night.